This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Tech Talk here on BFM. Now, we've all heard that tale that autonomy and AI and machine learning will eventually take away some of our jobs. As radio hosts, for the most part, have felt fairly safe in this world, being as we have quite a niche job. That is until somebody decided to do what they've done recently. I'll be speaking with Melvin Poe. He's from Empirics Asia. They're a non-profit media organization founded back in January 2021, and they've recently launched the Empirics Asia podcast, the world's very first educational podcast show that is entirely run, delivered, and managed by a machine learning artificial intelligence without human involvement. You might say, I feel a little bit threatened. Melvin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard, for having me.
Absolute pleasure. I don't know whether to hang up this call right now and not talk to you any further or really get into depth behind the idea of this. So first off, congratulations on creating the podcast. It seems like a really, really interesting project. Why is this something that you decided to do?
Well, first of all, thanks a lot again for having me on the show, and it's a pleasure. And indeed, we all feel a bit threatened with the idea of it. Well, for us at Empirics, it has always been our grand ambition to create greater access to the collective knowledge of Asia. How we've largely done that is we have launched a crowd publishing platform that allows people from around Asia and also the world to contribute directly onto it. And because of this, we have published over now just over a million open access articles on all social fields. So we are very passionate about the knowledge project. But much of this has been done largely in writing. And so we've always considered what are the other more innovative ways that we could potentially deliver this knowledge. And very soon it became clear, because of the technologies we were developing at the time, that we could potentially explore delivering it through an artificial intelligence podcast. And it really is quite a desirable idea, especially for what we're doing, if you consider that you could have a podcast that you could just click play, tap into. Every day you get delivered very concise but relevant knowledge. So every time when you're listening to it, you expand your knowledge just by a little bit with this AI that is, you know, designed to help you learn much more. So that's really the starting point.
And did you have an interest in machine learning and AI or anything like that before you decided to do that?
At our organization, yes, we have. And the reason why is because, you know, with what we're doing, crowd publishing, we are dealing with large volumes of data and a lot of data sought through from an editorial and publishing standpoint. So we started to look into how we could apply machine learning into the editorial process to help us sort through this data. And very soon also, we started to see how we can automate a lot of the editorial. So we started to invest into artificial intelligence. And soon we realized that with these foundations, if we could combine it in a more creative way, for example, using narration technology, then we could also deliver this data as well in a very engaging form. And that was really the foundation of what we're doing now.
I want to talk to you a little bit about how it works in just a moment. But podcasts over the last couple of years have definitely seen a bit of a flourish. You know, people have started listening to podcasts, in large amounts now as well. Do you determine the length, the ideal length of a podcast, or is that something that you've fed into the machine?
So this is an interesting thing. In terms of our machine learning algorithms, we do have parameters set forward, but at the same time, much of it is also actually data-driven. So although we have roughly set, and from our research, we found out that generally podcasts under 10 minutes, roughly around the 5 to 7 minute duration, is the most desirable. At the same time, this parameter we set could easily be challenged as the podcast show is actually running and we're getting feedback from the users and the listeners. So this can be changed again with time. Yeah.
Right. So can you give me a little bit of an insight as to actually how it works, kind of the back end of things? Because, you know, we're familiar with software that creates voice from text, stuff like Lyrebird and whatever, and stuff that can create content based on headlines. And the whole publishing aspect, the automation behind that is very interesting too. Can you give me a little bit of an insight?
Yes. So how it works is at the very outset, firstly, our machine learning algorithm will sort through all the data relating to knowledge trends. Again, we are a knowledge media company. So for us, it's about education. So we sort through what topics are relevant based on the readership data that we have on our platform, as well as some external sources that we have set as a parameter. So once it determines which are the relevant trends on any given day and also within the week itself, it will start to decide which topics to potentially pursue and produce. And then secondly, it will move on to actually choose to produce these topics by drawing on the information and the content from our platform. And then it will try to edit it in a very concise way. And then finally, it will produce it and narrate it using, again, the narration technology I talked about. So essentially, this entire show is being produced and hosted by an artificial intelligence. And then, of course, there is the component as well afterwards where it will study the feedback towards each episode to, again, prospectively determine what are the future episodes produced. So it is also gradually learning.
So essentially, it kind of looks at the numbers of downloads or numbers of streams and then decides whether or not that was a positive podcast or a negative podcast, and then adjusts the algorithm accordingly.
Yes, that's right.
So my question now then is about quality control. Obviously, you've probably heard about the issues in the past with Twitter bots have kind of been given access and learning algorithms and AI and machine learning, and they've kind of gone off the rails a little bit, very quickly as well. Is there any chance that this might happen with the podcast?
This is a great question, and you're absolutely right, Rich, in terms of quality control. It is a very important thing. At the moment, in terms of quality control, I think in terms of information, we are more or less safe in terms of how the entire algorithm is built, because the data sets that it's actually working with is essentially the content from our platform, which is filtered through an editorial process already existing with our human editors. At the moment, the machine learning algorithm and the AI we have for editorial, it's actually built on top of our editorial process. So it isn't entirely just AI controlled. So there's an element of control there. However, I suppose some of the issues we encountered so far, just with our preliminary launch so far, has not so much been to do with information being wrong or being presented in a way that is potentially inaccurate, but actually the delivery. Because again, we are still talking about an artificial intelligence. And so for example, in one of the instances, we had an episode on philosophy and the AI decided to tell a joke. But of course, as we know, humor is a very complex human thing. It's very much about delivery, timing, and I suppose it doesn't really understand that. So it told a joke that was rather confusing. It said something along the lines of, what do you get when you shrink an elephant? An aspirin. Again, listening to that, it sounded really strange. We don't have a humor component built into this just yet. But again, that is a limitation of it, yes.
Right, let's take a short break here, Melvin. We are, of course, on the phone with Melvin Poe. He is from Empirics Asia. They're a non-profit media organization founded back in January 2021. They've just recently launched, the Empirics Asia podcast, the world's very first educational podcast show that's entirely run, delivered, and managed by machine learning artificial intelligence without human involvement. More on this when we come back on Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
BFM BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Tech Talk. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Melvin Poe. He is from Empirics Asia. They're a non-profit media organization founded in January 2021. They've recently launched the Empirics Asia podcast. It's the world's very first educational podcast show that's entirely run, delivered, and managed by a machine learning artificial intelligence without human involvement. Now, just before the break, Melvin, we were talking about quality control. Now, when you look at developing the algorithms behind this and the way in which it looks at which articles it should pick from, was that a difficult process that you encountered? I mean, what kind of details did you actually feed the machine before you decided that, okay, this recipe seems to be the right one?
So we actually had a very sort of organic way, a process that led to this. Before the AI was even developed, it was more or less in an incremental fashion. We started firstly with a machine learning algorithm that would help us analyze readership trends to be built into our current infrastructure to help us improve our publishing activity. And we already saw results with that. So we knew that this is something that was quite valuable. And then when we integrated an editorial process that was also automated through this AI technology, we also saw results from that. And then eventually when we combined it with narration, it sort of pieced together. In terms of the things that we feed to it, again, because it happened so incrementally, if there were any issues that we encountered, or if we saw there was no value in certain things that we did, we easily rectified it. So overall, because of it being incremental, it was actually quite organic, and we didn't encounter too much of a challenge in doing it. I suppose if we were trying to design it from the outset, then it might be a bit of a challenge to figure everything out. But because of the way it was pieced together, it was actually quite natural for us.
Do you see commercial benefits from this, or is it strictly just an educational thing for now?
So the good news, I suppose, for most of the listeners now is that the Empirics podcast is entirely non-commercial. It is educational, and we don't plan to commercialize it, at least the podcast, in any sense. So no ads, no native advertising or sponsored content or episodes. But in terms of the benefits for us commercially, potentially there are a lot, because the underlying technology will certainly help us in our overall publishing activities. And one of the biggest areas we're going into now is actually book publishing, which is commercial. So we hope, again, having tested this technology, we can also apply it into the other areas, the other commercial things that we do.
Although maybe stay away from comedy books for the time being.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I think it is still quite far of a dream, potentially one day, for us to see an AI, potentially AI comedian, because it truly is quite complex. But for what we're doing, which is knowledge media, again, the AI is able to deliver it in a very naturalistic way. So that's fine. But again, there are limits to what it can do.
And do you have plans for other types of content as well, perhaps? I mean, you've just mentioned books, perhaps, and already you're talking about knowledge. What about other things? Is there other kind of angles that you're looking at?
So the most exciting thing for us, Richard, is really the underlying technology, because again, the podcast is exciting, and that very much of that is narrating the underlying technology. But the underlying technology will help us at Empirics in understanding the knowledge trends, as well as the relevance and the value of certain topics in terms of publishing. So we do certainly plan to use this technology to pursue other areas too, because again, overall, it will help us understand what is more relevant and more valuable for our audiences. The other areas, the biggest area that we are potentially looking into at the moment, is actually book publishing. And certainly, if anyone is familiar with the publishing industry, it is very much about data. But again, the difference between, I suppose, us humans doing it and humans enabled by such technology is that we can do it in a more mathematical and potentially accurate way. Again, it means potentially more value for our audiences.
For me, looking at the benefits of this as well, I mean, I don't want to give a sweeping broad statement, but there's a certain generation that prefers to listen rather than to read, if that kind of makes sense. And to be able to deliver knowledge and information to a very digitally savvy generation, I think it would be extremely beneficial.
Certainly. And you're absolutely right, Richard, which is why exactly why we explored it. One of the other ideas potentially you're potentially thinking about, and maybe others listening, is what about video? And certainly video could be something we could apply this technology to. The only sort of constraints at the moment is more towards a sense of the video production technology that is AI enabled at the moment is still quite limited. So again, it is what technology allows us to do. Even for the narration technology we looked at, that we developed and we invested into, actually the AI voice is modeled after the British actress Gemma Chan. And again, it took a while because only in recent years, narration technology has gotten to a point where it can actually sound very human. But I imagine if we were to do this maybe 3 years back, you would seriously be listening to almost this very robotic narration. Yeah. And it might turn you off in terms of listening to it. So yeah, certainly there is a limit to what technology allows in terms of the avenues that we could explore.
Yeah, the voices for AI has definitely come on leaps and bounds, especially within the last couple of years. In some ways, it's kind of terrifying, but also incredibly fascinating.
What we did, by the way, Richard, was we actually played the podcast for some of our friends and also some of our staff when we were developing it. And a lot of them were not able to tell initially that it was not human. And then we told them, oh, this is actually an AI. Yeah.
There was a technology I encountered fairly recently where I gave it a 10-minute recording of my voice and it went away and then came back. The AI had essentially managed to kind of deconstruct my voice. And then I'm able to type and it very quickly learned my voice and read what I typed and sounded like me, but not quite me. And that is what terrified me, I think, a little bit more than anything. The fact that I could just type in what I wanted to say rather than actually having to have to say it. Very interesting technology. Yeah. Final question. Was it an expensive project and how is it being funded?
Right. So it was quite an expensive project because essentially we had to invest in three different technologies. We had to invest in a machine learning algorithm, artificial intelligence in editorial, and then ultimately also we had to invest in narration technology. So it's three technologies combined. However, with our organization, we actually raised quite a sizable amount in January this year. And much of that has also gone into developing and enhancing our infrastructure. And of course, this is really one of the areas that we have put money into as well. So it was quite expensive. However, in the long run, it is totally worth it because again, it isn't just about the podcast. It is about the overall understanding of how we can deliver more value to our audiences to really facilitate greater access to the collective knowledge that we are trying to do.
Melvin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah.
Been an absolute pleasure. I've been on the phone with Melvin Poe. He is from Empirics Asia. They're a nonprofit media organization founded in January 2021. They've just launched the world's very first educational podcast show that is entirely run, delivered, and managed by a machine learning artificial intelligence without human involvement. I know it is over on Spotify right now. If you look for Empirics Asia, have a listen to some of their shows on there. I can recommend The Psychological Science Behind Happiness, something that some of us might want to listen to during these times of lockdown. For Tech Talk here on BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.